Hi, Marty Lur here with Heath Hembry. Boy, nice to see you. Last night was spring training, and I said, I'm going to see you during the season. I knew I would. Nice to see you here.
Good to see you. Glad to be here.
So what kind of season did you have at Fresno? I know there's a lot of ups and downs, but you put in the full year there, and now you're in the big leagues.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good learning experience for me. I felt like I had a consistent year. I felt good every time out. Even the rough games here and there, I still took the positives out of it. And I felt like I used my secondary pitches a lot more, and I learned how to use them more effectively. And it's helped me. It's helped me become more of a complete pitcher, and I'm still learning, but I feel like I've done good so far this year.
Yeah, you have. And people say secondary pitches. We heard this a lot. You and I have talked since the fall league and through spring trainings a couple of times and all that. But when do you use a secondary pitch? Because for you, you have to establish the fastball first.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's just feel of the game, how the game's going. But for me, it was just the stubbornness to get away from my fastball and know I needed to use my slider and my changeup. So once I started doing that, I felt like I started pitching better and it got the hitters off my fastball. So I'm got confidence in my secondary pitches now.
How did you feel on your first game in the big leagues down to San Diego? What was that like coming in from the bullpen?
It was good. It's a night I definitely won't forget. Had a little bit of nerves going, but I just try to stay calm and just keep doing what I'd been doing in Fresno and just another ball game.
Isn't that the truth, though? I mean, I know it's the triple-decker and all that, but the truth is you're 60 feet 6 inches away. You got the arm. I don't care who's at the plate. Put the ball where you want it, and it works out.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I got on the mound and looked to the plate, I was like, man, this looks just like any other field. It's the same thing. I think I've been doing it for a long time, so I mean, I just tried to stay calm and locked in.
All right, so you're here with the Giants, and of course it's September. They call it a cup of coffee, but for you, I think it's just the beginning of what good things ahead. Setup man, closer, I mean, there's a different mentality, so to speak. How do you kind of adjust your thinking with that?
I mean, right now I'm just trying to stay locked in. I mean, it doesn't matter the situation. I mean, I'm going to take each inning, each situation the same. It doesn't matter really where I pitch right now. I'm just happy to be here and be a part of this team.
Yeah, I imagine that's the deal. You know, they always say the 25th, 26th, 27th outs are the toughest to get. So they put the best pinch hitters up and, you know, the game is on the line. Do you get fired up for that too as well on the mound? Do you say, all right, this is it. I got to get this done.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when the team has played 9 solid innings behind you, you don't want to come out there and lose in 3 outs. But it doesn't matter the situation. I try to stay the same whatever situation, whenever I come in, whatever part of the game I come in. So.
All right, Heath Hembry is with us. Of course, I always enjoy talking to you about back home, South Carolina, growing up, baseball for you. Let the fans know a little bit about your background.
Yeah, from a really small town in Calpin, South Carolina, like around 2,000 people. So definitely when I got the call up, the town was in a buzz the other day. So it's a small town. Pretty much everybody knows everybody. So it's a good feel and glad to call Calpin's home.
What did you do as a kid? Now, when you hear small town in the South, you think of Bumgarner with the cattle and all that kind of stuff. Was that life like for you, or what kind of home life did you have?
No, it wasn't quite like that. I was 15 minutes from the city, so it wasn't that far away. But I was a normal kid, just loved to play ball and get outside and run around and get into trouble every now and then.
What city were you 15 minutes away from?
Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Well, of course, the metropolis.
Yeah.
And now Spartanburg, you and I have talked about that. They used to have the Phillies Farm Club in Spartanburg. I think Steve Carlton, the great Hall of Famer, pitched there.
Yeah, Spartanburg Phillies. I vaguely remember going to a game when I was around 5 or 6 years old, but they haven't been around there for a while.
And you ran into Gaylord Perry, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in your career somewhere, didn't you?
The street I grew up on, I think he lived a couple houses down, so in Calpin. So it's kind of ironic that he was so close and at the time being so young, didn't really know who he was, you know.
Heath, who taught you how to pitch? And again, you think of the rural community and a little community, and here you are in the big leagues in the city of San Francisco. From those early beginnings, how did you learn how to pitch and be someone who could be a major leaguer?
Well, my dad was a pitcher in college, so he kind of got me going with the baseball, and I just kind of fell in love with the game when I was 3-4 years old, and it was something that I always wanted to do and pursue a career in baseball. But I fell in love with the game at a very young age.
Did he build a mound for you in the backyard?
No, he didn't do that. I remember in Little League, he would never let me pitch. I used to want to pitch bad. No, I didn't want to get out there and pitch. And he's like, no, I'm going to save your arm for when you get older. So by the time I got to high school, he was like, yeah, you can go ahead and pitch now. So I think it kind of helped in the long run.
That's a great story. I'm sure it did. What college did your dad pitch for?
He went to Swammering Methodist College for 2 years and went to USC Upstate.
Wow. All right. Now, it brings me to my favorite ball coach at the University of South Carolina. You know, he's a former Florida Gator. Do you follow South Carolina sports at all?
Yeah, I do a little bit. I definitely the football team. I keep over the Gamecocks football team. So I'm looking forward to this game this weekend against Georgia. It's going to be a big one.
That's right, you know, because that's my guy. The old ball coach, you know, he's a Florida Gator, yeah. Steve Spurrier. And he's a great baseball fan, too. I want to tell you, if you ever run into him, he's a great baseball fan.
Yeah, I haven't really had a chance to run into him, but I see him when the Gamecocks go out to Omaha and play in the College World Series. I usually see him in the stands out there. Yeah. So.
All right, nice to have you on the show as usual. As I say, we start in fall league and spring training and the clubhouse down there, and now I'm sitting here in San Francisco with you. So life is good.
Yes, can't complain. Thank you.
All right, that's Heath Embry. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.